Hey everyone. Over the last few days, I watched the new Netflix series, The Three Body Problem, with my wife, and I watched the first episode with my father-in-law and sister-in-law. It's a lot to take in and a lot to make sense of. I probably won't dive in too much to the takeaways that I get from it and the ways that it can be applied to life, but I find the plot and the idea of the series to be really compelling, really eye-opening. The way that it was recorded and done in terms of production was just fantastic. I mean, each time after watching it, I was definitely left with goosebumps and lots of uncertainty and questions and high levels of emotion, which I think is what TV shows are meant to do to us. It revealed some things for me in terms of my interaction with fictional content that just shakes me up. Ever since I was a kid, it was so easy for me to get majorly immersed into whatever it was that was on a screen. Whether that be a video game or a TV show, a movie. I was consistently able to just hand myself over to this. To this experience, this visual experience that was happening. Seeing screens just tends to pull me in a way that I wish I could explain the way that it works and why it works that way, but it does. And this was no different. It was an experience where I just got pulled in. And you get so pulled in and so engaged that it consumes you. Or at least, that's how it is for me. It just totally occupies my attention, all of my senses. And there I am, totally focused and centered on this thing that lies before me on the screen. I follow dialogue and plots and visuals so heavily and so intently. And it doesn't feel like I'm trying when it's happening. It just happens. Something on the screen, there's dialogue, there are people, or there are some figures that can be related to people. And I just get sucked in. Totally immersed and submerged into this world that is being put before me. And I think the hard part for me is that it ends. And when it ends, it's so hard to transition back out because I get so far in. And when you're so far in, it just takes so much longer and so much more work to get back out. And to get your mind into a different state, to get your mind away from that deep place where it went. It's hard to disconnect. It takes time to create space and distance. And that, for me, is so difficult and challenging. Because afterwards, it doesn't feel good. There are really somewhat rare, semi-frequent instances where I do come out on the other side feeling better and feeling good. But if we're being honest, it's not the common experience for me to come out on the other side of a TV show or a movie, a video game, whatever it may be, and to come out on the other side saying, oh yeah, that felt like a really good use of my time. I feel emotionally good, well adjusted, and I feel like that was a good experience for me. And maybe that's something I need to further investigate and try to understand of why I have this challenging experience with visual fiction, TV, movies, video games. I mean, it's the reason why I don't engage with that stuff. It's a reason why I've really cut all that out of my life. If you look through all the content that I consume in a day or across a week, you will clearly see that all of it is nonfiction, and all of it is verbally oriented. So it's information shared through voice, usually, or through words, to be more general. So either through text or through voices. And they're all nonfiction. They're all about human reality. Things that happen and have happened, and the perspectives that we humans have on the things that have happened and the things that continue to happen. That's generally what I listen to. I want to learn more about us and how we can be better, the way that we operate, the interesting things about the things that we have done and the things that continue to happen. And I find fiction to be something that creates friction in that process, or at least visual fiction. There's so much coming at me all at once that it's hard to get the space and the conditions to make peace and remove myself from the immersion. Because I get so pulled in and it's so intense for me. As I said, I get goosebumps so frequently when I immerse myself in some TV or movie experience. The hairs just stand up on the back of my neck because it's I'm so in. I'm in there. Instead of being able to watch something sitting back and relaxed. It's very rare that I watch something in a relaxed manner. Because when I listen to something that's nonfiction and there are no visuals tied to it, I can really relax and just listen. And that allows me to take in information in a very different way than I do when I'm engaging with something with visuals. And especially engaging with fiction with visuals. Maybe this is just a me thing. Maybe this is a personal thing that I need to work through and figure out. But it's my reality. And it's kind of tough, to be honest. My wife and I have had so many conversations about this. We're like, we'll watch something, some movie or some TV show, and I'll come out on the other side and it just won't feel good. I won't feel at my best. I won't feel really up to it. I'll feel a bit tired and upset, down. And that sucks, you know. It makes me kind of a killjoy when it comes to this. When for so many people, watching TV, watching movies, even playing video games is like something that just brings them so much joy. And for me, it tends to not, unfortunately. Some movies don't have that effect on me. Some TV shows also leave me feeling a lot better than the way I typically feel. But once again, it's rare, and it's a lot more infrequent than it is for most people, from what I've come to gather. So, anyways, I'll stop there. Enough about me. Thanks for listening, and as always, much love. if you relate to this, if this is something that you experienced too, I'd honestly love to hear from you, because I haven't met someone else who shares this. It would be nice to know I'm not alone. Anyways, once again, thanks for listening. As always, much love. In the meantime, take care. Cheers.